Following the arrests of six people earlier this year, detectives investigating two violent robberies at Biwar and Glasshouse Mountains have arrested a further two men on 28 charges. It'll be alleged a group of men broke into a home at Biwar in November last year while armed with baseball bats and a gun. An elderly couple who were asleep inside were assaulted and robbed. Then in March, police allege a group of men broke into a Glasshouse Mountains property armed with a meat cleaver and firearm, with the two male occupants inside also allegedly assaulted. As part of Operation Whiskey Cheviot, detectives this month have arrested and charged a 38-year-old Morayfield man and a 36-year-old man from West End. Investigations are still underway to ID a number of outstanding offenders allegedly involved in the first incident at Biwar. Anyone with information is urged to contact police. A man was transported to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital overnight in a critical condition following a crash at Budrum. The cyclist suffered life-threatening head injuries in the accident with a car on Jones Road shortly before 6 p.m. Also, in the early hours this morning, a man aged in his 20s sustained serious leg injuries and was transported to Skoo following a single vehicle crash into a tree on Bells Creek Arterial Road. The dedication of close to 27,000 Rural Fire Service volunteers is being celebrated this week. RFS Week signals the start of a number of statewide festivities. Acting Chief Officer Ben Millington says they're always looking for new members to serve across the coast.
You don't have to be a firefighter. There's a whole heap of other roles in the service that people can do. So whether that's logistics, radio communications, community engagement, but of course there's also the option of being a firefighter as well.
And just a reminder, bushfire season officially begins on Thursday, the 1st of August. And expressions of interest are now open for the managing construction contractor and design consultant to deliver the new Sunshine Coast Indoor Sports Centre at Kawana Sports Precinct. The $142 million facility will seat up to 6,000 spectators when it hosts the basketball preliminaries during the 2032 Olympic Games.